you know what's funny? Beto O'Rourke, right? Talks about pandering and how the president is attacking Hispanic people and so on and so forth. His real name is Robert Francis O'Rourke. Right? Why didn't he pick a name like, say, Wolfgang O'Rourke or, you know, something that was more Sicilian or English? He specifically chose a name to enhance the ability to pander to the Hispanic voters in his district, which was the 16th Congressional District in Texas. Period. Period. That's why it happened. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke didn't name himself Fritz O'Rourke for a reason. So let's skip the disingenuous nonsense and the BS and get right to it, all right? So there's that. I want to share something with you here. Speaking of Wolfgang, this is Wolfgang Blitzer of CNN. And you can listen to this comment and this conversation. He's talking to the El Paso police spokesman Robert Gomez about the president coming to El Paso because he's coming to El Paso and Dayton. That's happening today. And a Hispanic voter is Gomez as well, in addition to being the El Paso police spokesman. And or poor Wolfgang Blitzer there at CNN asking how inappropriate it is for the president to come to El Paso following this shooting. Listen to Wolf's bubble burst during this comment. It's bite number seven. Seven, go.
I do believe that it's important that the president come to El Paso. I think it's important that all leaders, local, federal, state, come together and remember the victims that lost their lives in this tragedy. I think it's a time that leaders need to come together, put aside their politics, and work towards the victims. The El Paso Police Department is working towards the investigation in order to bring closure to these victims and justice. And I think it's important that all leaders, federal, local, come together, put their issues aside, and work through it. So I would agree that it is something that is good for the community.
That's all the air coming out of Wolfgang's balloon. A Hispanic guy who's representing El Paso says it's a good idea for the president to come to El Paso. And there goes all the wind out of the balloon of old Wolfgang Blitzer. All right, so let's have a little fun. Tulsi Gabbard. Man, she made her mark, didn't she? Tulsi Gabbard made her mark in the second round of debates in Detroit last week by going after Kamala Harris in a way we've not seen before. Kamala Harris, who is trying desperately to pass herself off as an African-American, even though her parents, both PhDs, by the way, her father from Jamaica and her mother from India, PhDs. I mean, here's a woman who has experienced great privilege beyond what I or you probably have ever had. Cory Booker's parents, both high-level executives at IBM, all the privileges, all the possibilities, everything, money and education, and it's all there laid out for you. And you want to talk about privilege and yell at me? Anyhow, but Tulsi Gabbard, back at it, pounding on Kamala Harris, saying her entire presidential campaign is predicated on a lie, an absolute lie. It's bite number one. Enjoy.
She's built her whole presidential campaign around being a champion for minorities, being a champion for the people. But once again, when you look at her record, and I'm not talking about a record from 30 years ago or 15 years ago, we're talking about her record in the very last job she had just a couple of years ago as Attorney General in California.
It's all a lie. And Tulsi Gabbard has done real damage. I'm checking the polls here today. The brand new polling from Real Clear Politics out just this morning. Let's see here. Harris plummeting. She's on the way down. Just 9 points now nationally. She was way up in double digits. Let's see here. In New Hampshire, she's down below 12 points. And Bernie Sanders surging in New Hampshire. Joe Biden's still the leader across the board, but his numbers in New Hampshire are weaker. Elizabeth Warren's numbers are weaker. Bernie Sanders coming back and running stronger than he had before. So there you have it. It's just incredible. And by the way, while I'm taking shots at Kamala Harris, here's a little bit of fun. Just something I found online, a little bit of treasure I found online from some guy on Twitter taking on Kamala Harris. Maybe this is why she's not connecting well with the African-American community. You can decide. It's bite number five. Go.
Kamala Harris, I know I'm not supposed to question you because I'm black and I'm supposed to blindly support people who look like me, but I do what I want, and I have some questions for you. Is it just a coincidence that Jussie Smollett was pictured alongside you at an anti-harassment rally before his lynching hoax? And was it another coincidence that you and Cory Booker sponsored an anti-lynching bill immediately after the hoax attack took place? Was it opposite day when you blasted the law firm Kirkland & Ellis for representing Jeffrey Epstein, but then had your husband accept money for your 2020 campaign at a fundraiser hosted by six partners from that law firm later on in that same day? Are family gatherings a little more awkward now after your own father called you out for connecting your Jamaican family's name with the fraudulent stereotype of being a joy-seeking pot smoker? Why is your campaign slogan Kamala Harris for the people when the San Francisco homeless rate has increased by 17% in the last 2 years? Which people are you really for? Do you think people are going to vote for you in 2020 just because you're an African-American, I mean, half Jamaican, half Tamil Indian woman? The American people await your response.
Mr. Felder there, I found him quite entertaining. I hope you did as well. Mr. Felder making his presence felt on Twitter. I have questions. Was it opposite day when you attacked the law firm of Jeffrey Epstein and then that same day took piles of cash for your election campaign? Yes. Yes, apparently it was. All right. So, coming up in hour number two, Liz Peek will be here from Fox News, Julie Gunlock from the Independent Women's Forum, and more as we continue to sort out it all and get through it and try to bring clarity to the mud. It's what we do best. Still to come, we'll have sports for you with Brock and so much more. Thank you for being here on a Wednesday. It is the Steve Guru Show. Remember to drop me a line. What do you think about red flag laws specifically? And then we've got the question of the day, too, coming up from our home office. Navin R. Johnson has a question. We'll get to that straight ahead. It's the Steve Guru Show.
In 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click health and safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.